Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. I just, for the life of me, don't get it, don't understand, knowing that school districts all over the nation, there's a shortage of educators. And there's going to be even more shortage of educators as time goes on because people aren't going into education as much. And there is a reason why. And for those of us who pay attention, you know that this assault on educators have come from the right. And just because you have people who say that they didn't hear it or they don't know it, you know, maybe they've been living in a cave. But we know who has created this situation, and that's those on the right. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Maddie's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Maddie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Thank you very much. I love your show, Earl, and listen to it as much as I can.
Thank you.
Back to talking about right-wing callers, they have no sense of cause and effect. Something bad happens. It's a Democrat. Something bad happens. It's Biden. Bad happens. It's Pelosi. Bad happens. That's all. They have no sense of cause and effect. And they're not interested in cause and effect because they'll use talking points, you know. But that's the point. I mean, it's maddening for somebody who looks for reasons for things.
So let me say this, and don't take this in the wrong vein. You sound like someone who's been around a little while like myself, who has seen this change in the Republican Party and has not changed for the better. It is a party that is only concerned with vilifying. They're not concerned about making the society better. That doesn't even come into their minds. What can we do to make this a better place? What's in their minds is, we're going to control this. This is our country and nobody else's. They've taken ownership, Maddie, of the nation as if the rest of us don't matter.
I absolutely agree with you.
I'm sorry, go ahead. And the dangers in that are long-lasting and long-standing, and you must fight back against that because the nation is going to be changed forever and not for the better. When you hear the debates and the arguments, as you stated, everything is the Democrats' fault, the Democrats haven't done this, as if the Democrats aren't American, right? As if we aren't patriots on that side. The only patriots are the people who, you know, have the Trump flags and on their vehicles and cause the upheaval in the society. Anybody else who doesn't watch Fox News is our enemy. So how is that a good thing for the nation, Maddie?
No, I absolutely agree with you. And I call it Fox Talk TV. It's not a news station. but no, thank you very much, Earl. And like I said, they don't see any cause and effect, and they refuse to see it.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that you've noticed have gone over to that dark side? People who you knew.
Oh yes.
Oh, so people.
Intelligent people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People who you knew. You knew at one point in time, and now. These people have changed as if they're like the movie The Body Snatchers. And somebody, sound like you've seen that movie. I mean the original,
yes.
One of my favorite movies. And so they look the same, but they don't sound the same.
Yep.
Hey, Maddie.
Yep, I can't.
Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. So I will say this as we get ready to wrap this subject up. This nation is in trouble. In serious trouble. You know, we're going to talk about after the break, the January 6th fiasco. Thugs from the right. Yes, thugs who stormed the Capitol. You know, I'm going to tell you a couple stories about my experience with the thugs on the right and those with the Trump flags and the Trump memorabilia. Maybe you don't know, but, you know, I wound up at a Trump rally. And I've got all of the video of it recorded with the interviews that I had of people there. And those people were dangerous to me. Even the women, you know what I mean? They were as dangerous as the men. So something has happened to those people on the right. And people say, well, it's Donald Trump. And my response is, well, I don't think Donald Trump could do that. And I know he had some power of persuasion. But if he was that powerful, everybody would have went his way. There are more people who didn't follow him than followed him. So the only reason that so many people were able to follow him is because they were inclined with his way of thinking in the first place. And they were waiting. And they were lying in dormant, waiting for something or someone like him to show up. They already had that in their spirits, that's what they wanted. And the reason they wound up, you know, when Donald Trump came on scene, they were long overdue, ready to spring into action because they had been waiting for that kind of a person. We can blame Donald Trump all we want to, but there's some folk in our country who have a hatred for others in this country. And have a hatred, claim to have a love affair for the nation, but really have a hatred for this country. You saw it on display, all of us, on January 6th, 18 months ago. My issue with all of this is, hell, it's 18 months later. And now we're getting, you know, to the root of it. Did it take 18 months? We saw sedition in front of our eyes. We know who the seditionists are and who they were. Excuse me. And we know what sedition is. You know, when you look in the dictionary now under sedition, there should be a picture of MAGA. That's who the seditionists are. Well, you know, Earl, that's not a fair thing to say. You know, that's not a fair thing to say. There's some good people there. Oh, they are. Looking to overthrow the government is a good thing now. It's not good just because Republicans say it's good. It is not. We're going to talk about it on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Love me, I can't get enough.
Till you use me up. Until you use me up.